Jeff Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, it is that time again. It's time for Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert. It's been a while. I was gone, and Rick was in California, but now the gang's all here, so let's get to it. Wireless Wednesday. Rick, of course, Atlanta-based Yahoo News and Sports contributor, covers sports technology both nationally and locally. You can find his daily tech column at examiner.com, also featured weekly on CBS Atlanta, as well as Everything Georgia. Follow Rick on Twitter at Rick Roswell. You can also follow me on Twitter if you want to, at The Mitch Sports, and also follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Everything we talk about over the course of the next 10 minutes or so, you can find on Rick's website, ricklimpert.info. We're going to talk new music technology. Is that correct, Rick?
That's correct, Mitch. Yeah, good to talk to you. I haven't been on in a couple weeks. I was in Vegas at the Adobe Summit last week, but good to be back. And, yeah, I'll talk some music this week.
All right, so I had you in California, but you were in Vegas, so a little bit different. And, well, let's talk a little bit about music technology, and we'll start with something that's called Tremor, which is a high-priced speaker.
A high-end, high-priced, heavy, very durable speaker, a $300 Bluetooth speaker. I think this would be great for people maybe with pools, spend a lot of time outside on a deck or in their backyard. This would just really pump the music throughout your backyard. This is a big sound and a lot of watts, and you could do some damage in your house with this. But outside, this is great. Bluetooth, NFC, a great pairing with your mobile devices, and it just sounds really cool.
You know, Rick, when you talk about these speakers that pound out, you know, at such a high amplitude but sound great, is there not still something to be said for losing out on the stereo experience? Because that's something that, you know, with the sound bars on, you know, on the big screen TVs and things like that, I miss that surround sound, that stereo sound. Am I in the minority on that? I guess I am.
No, I don't know if you're in the minority. I think in the past, some of these speakers did lose a little when you were getting those big volumes and the big use out of them. Not anymore. They've found a way to kind of temper these a little bit and make them sound pretty realistic, kind of like you're at an outdoor concert. This one is rechargeable. It gets up to about 20 hours on play, but if you have it on full blast, it gets about 8 hours. So I think in the past, they were losing a little something, maybe not as much anymore.
Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert here on The Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick with us on the waitfor.com hotline talking about new music technology. Let's get to an area that is always interesting to me, always a little bit troublesome when you're talking about earbuds. And this next item, tough-tested earbuds that I don't know if, you know, I always have the problem with them fitting in my ears and staying in my ears, Rick.
Yeah, I've had that problem too. I've been on a non-ending quest for the perfect pair of earbuds for years. And I know you have too, Mitch, but I don't know if these are the perfect earbuds, but these are earbuds that from Tough Test that are just very durable, and they will not break no matter how hard you try to abuse them. So waterproof, military grade, sweat, dust proof. The cord is coated with silicon and Kevlar, so it meets all safety and durability standards. And it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's not a professional-grade studio earbud, but it does sound pretty good. And it's a nice, secure fit with your ears. It's got a little adjusting you can do. But for people that work outside or maybe damage earbuds or go through earbuds a lot, this is a great option. And it's under $50. So
yeah. All right, so there you go. I was going to ask you about the price point on that. So that's certainly, I think, you know, well, a little bit more expensive than some earbuds, but maybe not as expensive as some others out there. Next item is something that, I don't know, might be real interesting to me, an air guitarist. We're talking about the Jamstick Wi-Fi Smart Guitar. Is this something that can help me learn how to really play the guitar?
It absolutely can, Mitch. This is a great option for that. I don't know if you were a Guitar Hero player back in the video game era. That was a kind of a fake guitar. This
right.
is a real guitar. So it's the handle and of a real guitar, the real strings. It's got lessons you can go through and learn. It's got songs you can play, and it's all played through your mobile device. So it pairs with that. The sound comes out of that. It is a great way to learn how to play the guitar and get familiar with kind of holding a guitar and the strings and what your fingers need to be doing. So this Jamstick Wi-Fi Smart Guitar, again, a little pricey, around $200 or so, but invaluable for people wanting to learn how to play a guitar.
Now, I'm curious. I mean, I guess when you're talking about a low-end real guitar, that price point is probably right there in the mix, because I think, you know, Randy got me a guitar probably 10 years ago that I used for about a couple of months and, you know, broke all the strings on them because I thought that I was Pete Townsend or something like that. And, you know, but it wasn't, you know, relatively speaking, that much money. So for something like this, which also can teach you, I think that's a fair price.
I think you were more like Eddie Van Halen, Mitch. But
I wish.
Yeah, this is, yeah, me too. This is, this is pretty durable, and this is more like a realistic guitar. You can't break it. And again, it pairs with an app. And the whole key is here, the app lets you learn how to play the guitar the correct way with lessons and going through songs that normal people can play. Mm-hmm. So just a great learning tool.
All right, let's move back to earbuds, but not just earbuds, also speakers as well, all in one?
Yeah, kind of a headset that fits around your head or your neck, and earbuds pop out of it. So you can use it as a headphone, or you can use it as earbuds. It's Bluetooth. It's from Zag. It's their new FlexArc wireless device. But when you pop the earbuds out, you can also use them as speakers too. So this is a pretty versatile device. It fits around your neck. It's comfortable. There's no wires, so it's all Bluetooth and wireless. And anything from Zag is made with the best architecture, the best developers work on this. And it's a very nice device, again, for $100.
All right, well, that's a fair price as well. We're talking new music technology with, of course, the one, the only Rick Limpert. Wireless Wednesday here on The Experience in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as Rick is with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Roswell. All right, now this next item, our last item before we get to the app of the week, is it's something called Noted. It's a new music discover app for both iOS and Android.
It is not the app of the week, but again, a pretty nice app here that's music related. So what you want to do is you want to get your friends involved with Noted, because what it does is it's similar to a music streaming app, but it allows you to share and access other people's favorites list, the songs they like, the music they like. So it maybe lets you discover new music that your friends and family are listening to. So, but like any app that's crowdsourced, you need to get people involved in it so you can tap into their likes and dislikes and then share your own. So a pretty powerful app. I hope it takes on, because it's well done, and I think it serves a purpose.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, we go from a featured app to our App of the Week. And what's that, Rick?
Yep, App of the Week. I usually like picking free apps for the App of the Week, because there's so many great free apps out there. But this one actually fills a need that I had and a lot of people have. It's called Fontmania. It's an iOS app, and what it really allows you to do is beautifully add artwork, text, typography to your photos. So I found a need for this at various times of the year, and it's a lot easier than just going into a generic photo program and putting a text box in there and inserting some text and you don't know how it's going to look. This is beautifully done. You can make personalized pictures for social media. You can even make greeting cards and do all sorts of things, memes with your photo. So a very powerful app. It's $4.99. It's called Fontmania. If you ever find yourself needing to add words or text to a picture, this is the app to do it.
And usually we're talking about doing that, you know, on a laptop or a desktop. Here's something that you could do on your mobile device.
Yeah, great. And it looks better than anything I've ever done on my desktop or laptop. And it's unbelievable you can do this on an app. Just a very powerful program. It's beautiful. It turns your pictures with text into a piece of art. It's amazing what this app can do.
All right, that sounds great. And real quick before I let you go, you know, talk a little bit about tennis. You know, Serena Williams, I was down in Florida where, you know, the tour is right now, and they're in Key Biscayne, and Serena has not won this year. She's lost in a couple of finals, and she just got knocked out before even reaching the finals down in Key Biscayne. Do you think maybe we're starting to see things wind down a little bit for Serena?
I don't know. It's hard to say. You hate to count her out, because as soon as you do that, she comes back on a big winning streak. But yeah, she hasn't won since Cincinnati last summer, which is a few lot of people can't believe. Mitch, we're at a turning point in tennis right now. We're seeing a lot of upsets outside of Djokovic dominating the men's game like no one's ever done, pretty much. We're seeing some of the big names succumbing to some of the young players upcoming. So it's a turning point in tennis, I think. We should...